How are you supposed to be bold, humble, and confident while ministering to others? We're going to talk about that today in the Word. Good morning. Good morning. Welcome back to Today in the Word. Hi, I'm Glenn Schaefer. And I am so glad that you're following along as we continue in the book of Romans. If you haven't subscribed yet, take a moment, push that little button, even like the video, pass it out, and let's share the scriptures. Let's get right into our subject today. We're talking about how can we as believers be bold, humble, and yet confident. It's very important that we understand this, or we will operate out of ourself rather than the grace that God has given us. As Paul is writing to the Romans here in chapter 15, he alludes to his own letter that he's writing. So let's pick up, if you will, in verse 14. He says, "Now I myself," he says, "as far as I'm concerned, I am confident concerning you, my brethren, that you're also full of goodness, filled with all knowledge, and able to admonish one another." He gives these believers a compliment in three areas, that they're full of goodness. Now, obviously, he's not talking about their own flesh, for he's already explained that in himself there's no good thing. He's talking about the grace of Christ, the Holy Spirit, the indwelling power of God. And he says, "I know that you're filled with it. You're full of goodness." That's God's goodness. "Filled with all knowledge," that's spiritual knowledge, understanding. He's confident in them. They've grown in the Lord. So he's admonishing them and writing to them. And then he says, "and also able to admonish one another." That word admonish means to counsel, to give counsel to one another, to confront one another. Man, these are mature believers that Paul's writing to, and he has confidence in them when he compliments them in those three areas. But then he says, "Nevertheless," you've probably noticed, "nevertheless, brethren, I have written more boldly to you on some points, as reminding you because of the grace given to me by God." He said, now, you may have noticed there's some areas, some particular points where I was very strong. I was very bold. Now, here's what I want you to see. He wasn't bold about trying to get his point across. He said, but that boldness came by the grace or the gift. For him, it would be the grace of the apostleship. And so he knew the purpose for which he was coming to them, and that Gentiles would be offered as an offering to God. He's writing to Jewish and Gentile Christians in Rome who have been divided. So he's very strong that the Jews not keep the Gentiles from their full inheritance, and the Gentiles not slack back from receiving what Christ had done for them. So he's making it very clear that that grace that was given to him as an apostleship to the Gentiles, to be able to speak into these things with great boldness. He said, "I was able to do that, and I did that by the grace of God." See, there's a difference in us drawing upon the gifting and the grace, because you know it's not by you. It's a wonderful experience to know that what just happened was Christ. It was His grace in me and through me according to the gifts that He's given us. Wow. There are times I feel like I'm along for the ride. There's times I've almost stepped back and said, "Who is that?" Because I know it's the grace of God. If one moment you think it's about you, one moment you think it's in your ability, you'll begin to push, manipulate, or be arrogant in your own self. We know Paul was dependent upon the Holy Spirit and Christ in him. That's why he said, "Though I was bold, it was according to the grace or the gift that God had given to me." Verse 16, "that I might be a minister of Jesus Christ to the Gentiles, ministering the gospel of God, that the offering of the Gentiles might be acceptable, sanctified by the Holy Spirit." He said, my motive to come is that we would have fruit unto God. What a motivation. Fruit unto God. Each one of us have been called to bear fruit that remains, and that comes out of your gift and out of your grace. Looking at yourself, you will not be bold. You may be bold in the flesh, but not bold in the things of the Spirit. But when you draw upon the grace that God has given you, whatever gift that is, with each gift, as he tells us in Romans 12, he's already written to us, that gift has a measure of faith and it has a measure of grace with it. And he knew his gift and calling and the measure of grace, that it was to present the Gentiles as an offering to God. That was his passion. Now, he talks about almost in the words of pride. Now, don't use it in the way of the flesh, because this particular translation, the New King James, doesn't use that translation, but there are other translations says, in union with Christ, I can be proud. So you have to understand that's not in the fleshly proud, but he could see and happy and rejoice of what Christ had done in him and through him. That's okay. That gives us confidence that this is what Christ is doing in us and through us. So he says that in verse 17, therefore, I have reason to glory. I have reason to glory in this. You can use the word pride, but that's not the appropriate word, I don't think. But I have, because of what Christ did in me, I'm glad. I'm proud of what's happened. He said, I see the fruit of it. Therefore, I have reason to glory in Christ in the things which pertain to God, the things that have been accomplished. Because of Christ in me, I'm able to glory in that. For I will not dare speak of any of those things which Christ has not accomplished through me. He said, I'm not going to get over there and talk about things that wasn't done because of Christ. This is because of Christ. So I'm not going to glory, but yet I've got to glory in those things that I was able to see the grace of God in and through me accomplished among you. That is satisfaction. To see your part, where you labor, produce fruit, and change the lives of people. There's nothing any more satisfying. I mean, he says, okay. You go, okay, that's what it's about. I'll give my life for that. Again, it's not fleshly puffing up. It's realization that it does matter, that you do matter in the lives of people. Because you're full of the Holy Spirit. You're full of goodness through that. You are full of spiritual knowledge. You're able to admonish one another. You can move in the areas that God has given for you by the grace to accomplish. He says that I will not speak of any of these things which Christ has not accomplished through me in word, in deed, to make the Gentiles obedient. In other words, the things that I spoke, the things that I did, which wasn't me, but it was Christ in me, the power of the Holy Spirit, that brought about obedience to the gospel. He said, now that is satisfying. In mighty signs and wonders, by the power of the Spirit of God, so that from Jerusalem and round about to Lycrium, I have fully preached the gospel of Christ. I have not let up. I have preached the gospel fully. I have declared the power of God. And so I have made it my aim, I love this, to preach the gospel, not where Christ was named, lest I should build on another man's foundation. And then he quotes out of Isaiah 52, but as it is written, to whom he was not announced, they shall see, and those who have not heard shall understand. Paul said, that's been my goal. That's been my aim. All that I see happening is that I might preach Christ where he has not been heard. What I want you to take out of today's scriptures and verses is that there is the boldness by the grace that God gives us, a confidence, not in ourselves, but in others. Then there's also awareness of humility. It's not I, but Christ that lives in us. And then there's a confidence that we can rejoice to see the fruit. Every once in a while I hear of somebody's life being changed, transformed by something that the Lord had me write, discipleship material, something that was delivered, and how it transformed their life and how it's transforming others. And I draw upon this, Lord, it's by your grace. And I can rejoice because it was in and through me, by word and deed, that Christ would receive glory and that God would have fruit from me. That should be our desire. I pray that over you, that you would hunger to move in the grace that God has given you. Thank you for joining us today in the Word.